This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The focus of the book of Habakkuk is live by faith in the faithful one. The first lesson on living by faith in the faithful one is to be silent before him. Habakkuk 2:20 declares, "The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him." After silently recognizing who God is, you'll be ready to go to him in prayer. Chapter 3 is Habakkuk's prayer. He affirms what he knows about God and what he has done, and stands in awe before him. Then he gives a brief request. "Renew your acts in our day. In our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy." In essence, he prays, "God, do it again." This request is followed by an affirmation of God's worthiness. He recounts some of the ways God demonstrated his sovereign power in the past. Then he declares his faith in the faithful one. How does he do it? By acknowledging the judgment God had pronounced was necessary, and he would wait for God to accomplish his purpose. He also would wait for God to deal justly with the godless nation he uses to punish and purify his people. He then declares that even if things don't turn out better in the future, he'd rejoice in the Lord and be joyful in God his Savior. "The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. With nothing else but God, that's sufficient. That's living by faith in the faithful one." If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.